This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, Mike Lindell's coming up next segment with Substation. Join us. Let's jam in some of your calls now. Thanks for holding. Rick in Missouri, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, good afternoon, and welcome, or thanks for having me on. It's a real honor. Welcome from the great state of Missouri, FEMA Region 7.
Yes, sir.
Hey, how's everything going there in Austin? In the
total communist takeover. I like your attorney general up there against the forced inoculations. What do you make of Trump starting to come out against the vaccines? That's good news.
Absolutely. That was the reason I was calling today. I hope he gets louder about it and more aggressive with it. And I think that's a positive thing because the mainstream media and the system can silence a lot of people. It's hard to silence Trump. It's really hard to silence a billionaire. You know,
he's getting blamed for these shots, so he got set up. You better come out against him, and he's starting to do it.
Absolutely, and I tell you what, Americans had better stand up and stand up for their rights and stand up for their families because it's coming like a freight train.
Beautifully said. Anything else, Rick?
That's all for today. Just keep the faith, brother, and we're praying for you. And Mike Lindell, you've got a lot of support out here. And long-time listener. I've been listening for a long time. Use your products and all that. I would ask that people support you by buying products or donating. Keep you on the air, whatever it takes. And just keep doing the same job, and Godspeed.
Well, thank you so much. Yeah, the same Democratic Party that's suing Lindell is suing me. They demonize us. They're trying to shut us down, but we're just going to fight harder than ever. And thanks to you, we're still on air, so we salute you all. Let's go to another caller here. Let's go to Stacy in Michigan. Stacy, you're on the air. Go ahead.
How you doing, Alex? Thank you so much for taking my call.
I appreciate you calling. Go ahead.
Beautiful Northern Michigan here. Big time for me to talk to you. I really appreciate it. First time caller. I'm just trying to wrap my head around everything going on in the world. I just can't figure out how they can push the boosters when we're having catastrophe with the first jab.
That's the whole bravado. That's the chutzpah. That's the hubris, is that they're just, they said in the literature it's not going to work. We had scientists on it said it wouldn't. So they go more, because they know a lot of people that get conned, what do? They keep buying into the con. They don't admit they're wrong because they won't admit they're wrong. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. And I've got another quick question for you. Thank you for that. I've got a best friend, works for a large hospital, works out of her home, has been out of the office for 18 months. Her office is not even adjacent to the hospital, and they are making these employees, even off campus, get the jab or lose your job.
It's absolutely just like human sacrifice. Every declining culture announces human sacrifice. That's historic fact, and they're just announcing human sacrifice to Big Pharma now. There's an ingrained human programming that when they think there's too many people, the elites do this. I just say it's time for them to all die then.
Exactly. I've got to try to get her to get in front of the board to plead her case or have her walk away. So I appreciate your friend Robert Barnes, his information, your attorney, and everything you do.
Stacy, we appreciate you. Please don't thank me. We're in this together. God bless you, Stacy. All right, we got CD, Patriot, and Rob, and I've gotten as many as I can. We got Lindell for almost a whole hour, so probably get those guys' names and numbers and call them back during the Friday show tomorrow. But I love you, callers, and want to thank you. We're going to go to break for 60 seconds, come back with Mike Lindell. Some of the stations join us in, and because I watched a lot of that conference, I thought it was amazing, and none of what I saw covered there ever made it on the news anywhere. It was all just a few hiccups and weirdnesses that happened. So I almost just want to focus on the positive stuff nobody really heard about that wasn't watching. Or maybe Lindell can do another special show or something where they just have the highlights of it. But I thought it was really good to mount opposition to the election fraud. I thought it was really good to mount an organization demanding reforms. And we have to build our army. And so I see that as what's happening. So I'm kind of in a catch-22. I want to know about him being assaulted. I want to know about other stuff that's interesting, but does it really matter at the end of the day? We'll see what Lindell's ready to talk about. I'm going to try to give him the floor. But we've not talked since, you know, he was on. So I don't know where he's going to go. But he's definitely, as I've said, the man in the arena. So we really appreciate the founder and CEO of MyPillow.com, who also sponsors us with promo code Alex, for being on with us today. and he's under attack by the very same people we are, so you can't support freedom any way better than MyPillow.com, promo code Alex. I'll be right back. I have gotten so many requests and so many complaints from listeners in the last 6+ months of where is the activated charcoal toothpaste and mouthwash? We only came out with it a year and a half ago. It became a bestseller within 6 months. And now because of the COVID lockdowns and the shutdowns and the supply chain, we haven't had it. Finally, it came back in, a limited supply. Believe me, I'm happy too. It's a great toothpaste and it funds the InfoWar. So if you want to get it and stock up on it because you're already a fan or if you haven't tried it, but it's back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, discounted because of the COVID lockdown, because of the globalist siege on small businesses and companies in America. It's not been available for over 6 months, but now it's back in stock, and it's available in only two places, InfoWarsStore.com and DrJonesNaturals.com. It is our activated charcoal toothpaste and mouthwash. So get your activated charcoal toothpaste, activated charcoal mouthwash with essential oils and more at InfoWarsStore.com. And fund the InfoWar, a true 360 win.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we got him. The real ball of energy, the Patriot, Mike Lindell of MyPillow, for this big 3-day cyber symposium that was attacked by the international media. The national media was infiltrated, you name it. But still, a lot of really important information came out. And it's important to build opposition to the globalists and to build movements against this intimidation. Regardless, we can debate what's accurate, what's not. We can debate, was the fraud here, was it there? But we saw the graphs in Michigan everywhere. Trump's way up here. They closed the voting area. They say the counting stops. It continues in Georgia. It continues in Michigan. And it continues in other states. And shoots straight up in that famous line, stealing it from the president. And now we see Biden falling flat on his face, a total puppet. And it's just an amazing time to be alive. So, Mike Lindell, we got plenty of time now here today. So I want you to start wherever you want about what really happened at the conference, what you think is most important, wherever you want to go. There's so much to cover. Thanks for spending time with us.
Yeah, thanks. Well, I'm gonna cover what I just heard you guys talking about before I got on here, and that's the president's take on the vaccine. You know, I myself would never take it ever in history. That's my deal. But one of the things people need to know, I've heard the president many times. I mean, our real president, Donald Trump. He said, you know, whatever he feels about the vaccine, the one thing he's very strong on is our choice to take it or not. And they are freedoms, and that's what's been attacked. And seeing him bring talk about that more and more, because that's the biggest problem that people are coming to me for, going, "What do I do?" They even came to MyPillow and said, "Do you guys have any place we could put a homeschooling in?" Because they're making here in Minnesota little kids, and you know, 4 or 5 years old. My little grandson was just here, and they took him out of home daycare because they're making him wear masks. It's 4 years to 2 to 3 years old, so it's disgusting. And then they're making, and then
it's just total Democratic Party Sharia law cult level takeover. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. Last thing I want to say about that is it's affecting every business too, because we have MyPillow. One of my VPs came in and said, "Mike, we had a show to do in Orlando. I believe it's an Ace Hardware show or something. And at that show, if you're going to mark you, if you're not vaccinated, you have to wear a mask and you have to take a test 2 days prior. You have to wear a mask the whole show, wherever you are in the
even
building."
Even though they admit the vaccine has a 40% rate now, by next week it'll be 20, it's a total fraud.
Right, right. Well, exactly. And then plus, if the vaccine was so good for you, then go ahead and take it. Don't worry about us that don't take it, because we'll all weigh our own risk. Do I want to take it or not take it? That's the dumbest argument in history is if you take the mask, if you take the vaccine, why are you worried about me? That is the craziest thing I've ever heard is why are you worried about me then? I got in an argument, one of the guys actually was Swin from the Daily Beast, and he goes, well, more people will die. And I go, well, I think more people will die taking the vaccine. I said, that's subjective. You like the vaccine? Take it, Swin. But over here, if I don't take it, you don't need to worry about me. I'll be okay. You know,
That's why I really like you. I've always liked you, Mike. I like your courage. But I also like your instincts. You've totally been dead on about these injections. They're not even really vaccines. And they now admit that Australia is only 20%, 25% vaccinated now, but 99% of their cases are from the vaccinated. That's their own government. I played the clips by the Prime Minister. Israel's 85% vaccinated. 95% of their sick or dying have had the shot. Same thing with Gibraltar, Singapore, and now Singapore is basically stopping the Pfizer shot, saying it's causing heart attacks. So we're vindicated yet again. It is the so-called vaccinated that are sick and dying.
Right. Well, you know what? And also, Alex, I want everybody to know it's been over a year ago now. In fact, Anderson Cooper just bragged the other night when he was bad-mouthing me and said, I wonder if Lindell's still suing me. I went on a show for 18 minutes last summer for a therapeutic that worked. That's what we all did here on MyPillow. We never had to shut down. We took it as a prophylactic. They had other stuff that worked. That was ceratibor. They had hydroxychloroquine. All of these things were shut down. You know why? Because the FDA and the CDC, in order to put that vaccine out there as an emergency use, there couldn't be anything else out there. Or at least that's what they were saying.
There can't be any therapeutic that even has any success, or then they are not allowed to have emergency use of the shot.
Yeah, right. They shut it down. But anyway, that's just, I just want to get that out
there. You're dead on those. So let's give us some, we're going to break in 5 minutes, but give us a prelude of what you're going to cover for us today, what really happened at the conference, and then where you're going next.
Yeah, when I decided to have the conference, this symposium was about a month and a half ago, because what I did ever since January 9th, when I got this evidence of this cyber attack, you know, this on all the machines in every single state, when I got this, I spent the next 4 or 5 months validating it with white hat hackers. Both that work in the government, for the government, outside the government, different ones. So I got it all validated. The source came in from 4 sources, actually kind of 5. But so all of this evidence of the whole election, 37 terabytes of information, they captured the packets, they streamed, they got it all. But I went and validated. Now, it takes a long time to validate everything. And we extrapolated what that meant to every state. So, by the way, you can go to frankspeech.com right now and you can see what happened in your state. I'll give you a hint, New Hampshire and Minnesota. Both of you, Donald Trump won. You know, Donald Trump won 8 states to 6 states that we talk about all the time, and New Hampshire and Minnesota. But it affected every single state. So, as you know, Alex, I kept getting attacked every day for months on end. And I'm going, what we need now, I kind of use the left-wing media. Those that, you know, Fox never talks. So, you know, the only way I could get my word out that I had something was to keep getting attacked by the left. Well, that ship sailed. Now, I don't need them anymore.
And by the way, you were on with Jimmy Kimmel and everywhere. You came out on top. They admitted that's why they suddenly wouldn't talk to you a few months ago, because they realized you were beating them.
Yes, absolutely. When I went on Jimmy Kimmel, I think that was their last crush, because I had set up my own platform, frankspeech.com, bought my own servers, put millions of dollars into that to have like a network broadcasting platform, because for such a time as this right now. Now, when I was on Jimmy Kimmel, I went on there and he had a whole hit list to attack me. They didn't want me on there. People from my friends and stuff said, don't go on there, you're going to get attacked. Well, I knew that going in. And I'll tell you what, I just felt I had to go on because, you know, and it worked out great. 20 million people have seen that episode, and I believe it's the only thing up on YouTube and Vimeo where a person actually says China attacked our country, and they say the word dominion. And Jimmy, he was kind of torn. He had read my book, and halfway through the interview, he says, Mike, if it was on the other foot and your friend Donald Trump would have won, they would have cheated and put him in power, would you still be sounding the alarm? And I said, absolutely. And it's funny because the Washington Post came to Minnesota after that episode to check with all these people that knew me. Would Mike really do it if it was on the other foot? Every one of them said yes. You didn't see that headline out there. Mike Lindell, it's true. He would do it no matter what because this is about our country. It's not about any party right now. It's about we never get to vote again. These machines, these Dominion machines, Smartmatic, all of them, the age we're in now, you do this attack, you lose. You know, you can do a cyber attack on credit card companies, businesses. I get hit all the time. Every business does. They get hacked. And
absolutely. So stay there. We're going to come back and give you the floor to lay out what really happened at the symposium, what you think the key information was, and so much more. But I know folks that know Jimmy Kimmel behind the scenes. He's made some jokes at me and stuff. That's fine. I hear he's a good guy behind the scenes. Who's not good is Stephen Colbert. He is a nasty insider. Hangs out with the Podestas and others. They got the other late night host. He's just a total alcoholic. So people need to know, though, these guys are just puppets. But we're not puppets, and Mike Lindell's not a puppet. Stay there, Mike. We're going to come right back to you in just a few minutes. Mike Lindell is our guest.
When it comes to the tools in your garage, it's all about lithium ion. Plenty of power, maximum efficiency, and a longer life. Introducing NobleLift lithium-ion powered forklifts. All the power and efficiency you need and essentially maintenance-free. With the dramatic savings and overall cost of ownership, NobleLift forklifts pay for themselves over time, and that increases your bottom line. NobleLift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Contact us today for a cost analysis at NobleLiftNA.com/save.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Get stolen. It was Stalin, the dictator of Russia, that held elections and said, I don't care who casts the ballots. I care about who counts them. So I could play compilations here while we have Mike Lindell, but everybody's seen them 10-minute, 5-minute, 20-minute compilations of Democrats just a year ago saying they don't trust the voting machine companies, enlisting the very companies coming after Mike Lindell. Now, I don't know the information Mike Lindell has that absolutely at the top, this particular company, whatever. I know what I saw at the ground. I know I saw the vehicles driving in with the ballots at 2 a.m. Everything was shut down. That's what I've been focused on. But I still respect Mike, and he has a right as a citizen to show this information, and so do other networks to air it and play it. But again, Mike, what you've said about this particular voting machine company, I could play, I'm sure you've seen it, the compilations of Democrats saying just as much as you said or more. Isn't that a big problem they've got? Mike, you may have your system muted, or we may. We have Mike muted, or is that him on his end? Mike, can you hear me?
Hello?
Yeah. Let's start over. Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, well, the Democrats warned us of this, of a cyber attack on the machines. Now, remember, the machines are a tool. When you know, cyber attacks, we actually had a mock election at the symposium, which is posted on Frank's Speech, where we show how you can do an attack at different entry points. And I want to say this, you guys, anybody that thinks that there wasn't machines involved, I know you keep talking, Alex, about what we all seen, ballots brought in and people with suitcases and doing all these things. You guys, that's organic theft. That was a reaction that Donald Trump was going to win anyway in spite of the machines. I want to explain something to everybody, which I had a lot of experts on the stage at that symposium. There was Dr. Shiva, Dr. Frank, Jaja, there was my data, there was all these, Seth was on there. All of these stuff they were showing you was not what you're seeing right there with suitcases and stuff. This was all about the cyber attack. This was all about done by computers. And I'll give everybody an example. If you look in your state and you actually got the voter rolls in this election, dead people and non-residents voted in your state. Every single state, and big numbers. And you're going, Mike, how can that be? Well, we know in Georgia, the president had the list from Rassenberger. You had, 10, 20,000 non-residents, 8,000 dead people, all these people, and then you had it in, we know that was in Nevada and Arizona. These were the states that were under watch. If you check your own state, pick any state, you're going to find this is the only election where all these non-residents voted and all these dead people. Now, I said to myself, there is no way this many people are ill, are going to go commit a crime and vote in another state they're not in just to, wouldn't it be much easier just to stay, go put extra ballots in or whatever, or put them in these boxes you're showing there? Now, let me tell you. The reason for that is, and we showed it during the symposium, if you go to frankspeech.com, we have two things you can watch on that. Watch any of the Dr. Frank, Dr. Shiba, or I think it's Draza, or you can watch Scientific Proof. We did that. What that is, and let me tell you, all of these, they used the 2010 voter rolls, everybody, the registry and the census in 2010. This is proven. This is 100% proven. So here's the thing. So since they use that to set all these algorithms for this hack, attack, what happened is people in, let's say, the state of Georgia, those people really don't live there anymore. They moved out of state since 2010. Those people really did die. And so I just want everybody to grab that. It's so simple here. This answers all those questions, because it was every state had something they never had before. And everyone said, oh, we better update our voter rolls. Well, somebody used the voter rolls. Do you get it? You can update them all you want, but they used it in this election in the biggest step in history. So when you have all these states, it explains every state. You could take my home state of Minnesota, South Dakota, Iowa, didn't matter. You would have all these non-residents.
I thought the strongest evidence was day two, whenever your experts were laying out the numbers of Florida and Texas.
Right.
And the analogy of the cruise control, it doesn't matter when you hit that giant hill and you can't go 150. They tried to totally do that.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And what we had there, everybody, remember, I have all the data that we've extrapolated from the data, all the intrusions, all the flips from Trump to Biden, and we extrapolate all that. And we showed every state how many of the votes that was that manifested to. And on that thing you were showing there that you're talking about, Alex, I think it was Draja that was up there, and maybe Dr. Frank, too. But in the biggest two states, Texas and Florida each had 1 million votes each. 1 million votes each, you know, and everyone's going, because they had us convinced, oh, Texas might turn blue. They tried, but there were so many votes for Donald Trump, they didn't have enough people to keep filling in for them because they used the 2010 voter roll. Now, when you have all that, so we had different experts on the stage at the symposium, and then in another space there, remember, we brought in all these cyber forensic experts. All they had to do, because they only had 3 days to do it, was prove that the data I have is not from the 2020 November election. All of them said it is. Every one of them. So that we accomplished that. There's Dr. Frank you're seeing on the screen. Now, remember, all of these guys, these are some of the smartest people in our country.
How many states were basically in different precincts and areas were like 100%. This is impossible. It's just amazing. Yeah,
no, it was more. It was more. Alex, you bring up a good thing. There are many, many, if you went to precincts and some counties throughout Iowa, like Colorado, my state of Minnesota, since 2010, people have moved from rural to urban to the cities, like farmers. Small farms have been eliminated since 2010. People have died. The people moved out of the community. What you had then, you had more people that voted than lived there. That's across our whole country. And Dr. Frank's been going out there and showing everybody that. And you used to be able to go about a couple months ago before he went out and started doing this. You could do it yourself, Alex. You could go to your Secretary of State, get your the registration for this election, get the people that voted, the numbers that voted in each place. And now they shut that down because you could just go get it yourself. You know why they shut it down? If everybody out there, if you can still get this, everybody, go to pick any town or any county in your state. Let's say you're Minnesota. I could go to Carver County and I could pick an age. I'll go 26. And you look at the percentage of 26-year-olds that voted in that county, it'll be the same throughout the whole state of Minnesota. That's why you see these patterns that could only be done by machines or i.e. computers. And that's what happened in this election. Every state was hacked. I said it before, Alex. I said to a friend of mine, I said, what if you've seen Minnesota was 3,000 or 3 million votes for Biden and 100,000 for Donald Trump? Wouldn't everybody go, hey, there's something wrong? Well, you can't do it. So what you do is you do the hack through the whole country, all 50 states, including Alaska and Hawaii, every single one. And we have evidence in every state, and they all come together. They're all the same thing.
All right, well, let's talk about where you go from here versus the media spin that the event didn't show any proof, which I agree with you. The event was very powerful, showed incredible information. We'll be right back.
For only 1 week, we're running Boost Your Body's Natural Defenses Super Sale. And we have the vitamin D3 gummies with calcium, 50% off, so essential for your immune system. Vitamin C, zinc, and rose hips, very strong formula. This is 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Now back in stock, just came back in yesterday. Very powerful pure turmeric extract tincture, not just for your immune system, but for inflammation and a lot more. And then sold out for more than 6 months because of supply. supply chain breakdowns. We finally have the activated charcoal toothpaste with a natural peppermint and so much more back in stock from Dr. Jones Naturals, and the mouthwash with the activated charcoal and essential oils is back in stock. These are great products. They're high quality and they fund the InfoWars. So thank you all for your support. Check them out today at InfoWarsStore.com. The sale runs for only 1 week. It is the Boost Your Body's Natural Defenses Super Sale. And another part of the sale ending is the privacy pouches for your cell phone.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers, but if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Jones Show on this Thursday edition, taking the globalist on at point-blank range, questioning the voting machine companies and things. Democrats have done the exact same thing, but that's okay. They're allowed to. He's not supposed to. So we're talking during the break. I said, man, we've got you for two more segments. Let us know everything. What happened with the what's the most key evidence you guys got from not just the main data dumps, but new ones that came out and things in Colorado and other areas, and where are you going with it? He said, absolutely, that's next on my list. Was what happened in Colorado and more. And we want to know how you were assaulted. We want to know about the threats. I mean, all that's super interesting. I know it's a distraction from the main investigation, but still folks want to know, Mike.
Right. Well, let's just go through the attacks on the symposium, and then I'm going to tell everyone where we're going with it, and then I'll tell them the updated on the, what's happened in Colorado. So we get to the symposium, and I had a team for 5 months. We validated all the evidence. I didn't need anyone to validate it. It's ready to go to the Supreme Court. I don't need that. What I need is states to get on board, the attorney generals. So this is where I'm kind of getting ahead of myself, but I'll tell you that in a minute. But I will tell you this. From the time I got off that plane in Sioux Falls, I hired a red team. We found out there was a very bad guy on the red team named Josh Merritt. He was a plant or whatever he was to disrupt the whole thing. He went to the Washington Times. He was going around telling why the information was bad. He fed him information when he was not supposed to be feeding him information. He compromised a couple different investigations we're doing. But when I first got him, I kind of sensed that right away. I was in the room. That was one of the few times I was in the room. He got his. We gave it to the red team Saturday night at 9 o'clock on the 7th. Now, as the 2 days unfolded, then up until we launched Tuesday morning, we had, I was scrambling to get everything in place. We had speakers, everything that I had flown in, and remember, I covered this whole event. That's what they can't say. Oh, Mike, you did it to make money. Now, that was one hit job to sell pills. I didn't run any ads, and I spent millions on this. Our country is too important to us. This is it. This is the last.
Well, yeah, let me interrupt. Obviously, I'm under attack telling the truth. You're under attack telling the truth. You already had a hit product that was huge once you waded into this. You're doing this because you believe it's the right thing to do. Same thing with me. People don't know when we run our own independent networks, the millions in bandwidth, the millions in servers and infrastructure, it takes a lot to do this. So thank God you're doing it. Keep going.
Yeah, and what happened was the morning. Now, remember, I had spent money on an ad that I would put out everywhere for this symposium and for my new, for the platform, frankspeech.com. Remember, everybody, this is very key. Fox is the only one that turned down that ad. Fox is the only one. ABC, CBS, NBC, Newsmax, OAN, they all ran this ad. But now, Fox, I canceled all my MyPillow ads on Fox then because they are part of what's ruining our country because they won't talk about the real problem, the 2020 election. And, so now when I pulled those, MyPillow, that costs us $1 million a week. I'll never make up because those are direct sale, direct response ads. But you know what? Once again, our country is too important. Now this is key. Everyone else accepted it from your CNNs, ABCs, CBSs, NBCs. It was run all over the country. But who do they sue on the morning of the first day of the symposium? Newsmax and OAN. Dominion comes out and sues them for airing those ads. Okay. Now, that was the first thing that happened. Then we got there, and right away I had four different streaming services in case they attacked one. They attacked one, it went down. Second one went down. Third one went down. The fourth one stuck, but we were 50 minutes late opening that symposium because of this. We had 162 million attacks. 162 million attacks that first morning, or that first, I guess that was for the first couple of days. But they, so I get on stage, we start running this amazing event. Remember, we had all 50 states showed up. What a blessing, everybody. All 50 states, the politicians, and we start putting evidence, speakers on stage, and this wasn't rah-rah speakers. This was evidence. We showed stuff that I had all those from all the 37 terabytes of data that we have. We showed evidence of what that manifested to. We had speakers like Dr. Shiva, Dr. Frank, Draja. These guys are some of the smartest people in the world. I mean, their IQ is off the chart. They had other things they were doing. One's a professor. One's a physicist. One's got four. Dr. Shiba, he's got like four degrees or four majors. I don't know. But they all came from different angles and showed us how this election was taken by a cyber attack, by an attack. It was done with computers. Now, what happened on the second day? After the first day, we started, all of a sudden, the second day really got crazy. This Josh Merritt went out to the Washington Times and discredited the symposium. And he started telling people, hey, the data's wrong. The data's wrong. We've got him on recording, everybody. If you go to frankspeech.com, he trusted a friend of mine, a news radio host, Pete Santilli, and Pete recorded him saying all these things. And we've got that on frankspeech.com because, once again, remember what I'm going to do. Every time the media lies, we're going to call them out. We're going to call them out. You know, it's just disgusting. Well, we had all these great speakers, and then the second day, everybody, they kept attacking, and then they imported data, which that Josh did, that wasn't from my data. He put that into the rooms. We had one interesting thing. We had a mock election because I wanted to show everybody, it's up on Frank now, what a packet capture is and how things get hacked through the internet. A guy hacked it before we had the mock election, before we let the people go in there and vote. A guy hacked it from his cell phone in about 5 minutes. It took us 15 minutes to reset. I mean, that's how easy it was to hack into this stuff. Well, anyway, so then that day, then it really got crazy. I heard I was flying in Tina Peters from Colorado. As everyone, you know, we're going to hear, I don't know if you've heard about her, everybody, you need to look it up. We're putting, she is a whistleblower now. All the stuff the Secretary of State and Dominion have done to her, I'm going to cover that in a minute. But they rated, she's the head of all the election in Mesa County. She got it voted. They voted her in, and the new clerk, and the top lady that takes care of everything for the election. Well, that transition didn't go well in November because they had a lot of stuff hid. But anyway, so Tina, I'm flying her in, and her office gets raided as she's in the air on my plane. Her office gets completely raided, and then another guy the same day now, or no, the next day, it gets to be the night of the second night of the symposium, and I get wind that another house was raided with four little kids. They raided this guy's house. I don't know if he's a friend of Tina's or just in that office. Raided his house. Now, he's scared. He doesn't want to go public. He doesn't want his name out there. And then I went out to eat with two couples, me and Kendra, and we get back to the hotel, to the Sheridan, South Dakota. It's about 11:30 at night, and I get in there, and two guys come up from the one side. We were all by ourselves going to get on the elevator. They wanted a picture, and the two guys take this picture. Another guy comes up from out of nowhere. It's about 6'3". He comes around. He puts his arm around me for a picture. He's got this yellow thing in his hand and sticks it in my side. And just with the pressure, I've never – probably the top three scariest. There's the guy in the picture I've ever had. I knew if I did something, it was going to get worse. I didn't know why they were doing this. I didn't know if these guys were together. And so I stood there and took this pain, and it's like I didn't react, so it's kind of, you know, why isn't he not reacting? Well, he let go. The other guy moved and said, I'm running interference. And I jumped in the hotel or in the elevator with Kendra. We got up to six floors up, I guess it was. I get out and I go, that guy just did something. She said, is something wrong? She said, have you seen your eye? She's seen it wasn't like a normal picture. I said, yeah, it's horrific. I'm doubled over my arm, and we're looking down to see who did it. Anyway,
it's basically a rib separator.
Yeah, it was terrible. It's still, today's the first day it's kind of back to normal. And it was just spooky because not even so much
then
the
pain. Then they get you to spaz out on video and act crazy. It's clear psyop. The guy's got that little piggy liberal look to him. He needs to be brought in for questioning. Stay there. Mike Lindell's our guest. He'll tell us what's coming next. Straight ahead.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
I came here looking for something.
All right, it's our final segment of the show. Mike Lindell of MyPillow.com is here with us. I'm going to say something right up front here. One disappointment I had about his three-day conference was he never ran ads or really talked about his products that fund his independence. Made in America, hiring thousands of people, allowing, you know, true independence. So I've even had him on with us today, and I'm like, hey, last segment we should talk about how I have a deal with you guys to support our broadcast, support what you're doing. You have great products. Up to 66% off MyPillow.com, promo code Alex. He's like, well, let me get to all this first, you know, maybe. And he's not ashamed of it, but we shouldn't be ashamed. The globalists have devalued our currency. They're selling deadly vaccines, trying to make us take them. They're proud of that. But then he's bad if he sells towels and pillows and tennis shoes and slippers and American flags made in America. So I sell books, films, T-shirts, you name it, T-shirts, ball caps, high-quality vitamin mineral fusion, all the vitamins, all the minerals and amino acids for your immune system. It's back in stock, 33% off. At InfoWarsStore.com. So, Mike, let's put this up front, because before we're done in like 9 minutes, let's talk some about you're under attack, your employees are under attack. People can't really spend money anywhere better than MyPillow.com with promo code Alex to support you, your operation, my operation, and the truth. Plus, you got great products. So you finish up with the conference and what's coming next. Spend a few minutes on the great products you've got at MyPillow.com.
You want me to do the products first?
Yeah, let's do that. I'm going to make you talk about it. You never want to.
Yeah, you know what? I was just looking at that today. You know, I haven't had to lay anybody off. You know, this has been a battle, a cultural cancel culture battle. Just look at what Fox a week and a half ago. We lost $1 million a week in MyPillow. We've lost all our box stores, except for a few. We've lost all our shopping channels. Shame on them. They've all part of this. My money, all I do, I just put it out there because I'm so worried about our country because we're not going to have, I wouldn't have a company anyway. But right now, with that promo code, Alex, I've got, what I've done is passed all the savings on to, for the director, to you, the customer. Like sheets, our Giza sheets, they're normally, you get 50% off with code Alex. They're as low as $49.99, and depending on the size. We've got pillows, my pillows, my original my pillow premiums are normally $69.99, $29.99. The best thing I think all you guys, everyone out there, you can get my book for $9.99. My book will help anybody out there in addiction, and that's free shipping with the book. But you cannot, right now, all of the specials, I used to run one here and one there. I put them all on there. I have put them all on there, the lowest prices you've ever seen. And we have our new bed. Everybody, I don't know if you've seen our bed infomercial. I developed this bed over a year and a half. Best mattress you'll ever sleep on. And it's a combination of coils and foam, a patented foam. And this, they're amazing. There's nothing better. When I make,
and they're not just amazing. The cost is not high, and you support freedom. And people, again, our audience gets it, betting on those that fight hard, supporting those that fight hard. So I'm glad you're talking about it. MyPillow.com, promo code Alex. Huge deals on the beds. You've got so many great products, and we're just really proud of the work you're doing, Mike.
Yeah, well, thanks for helping, you know, and thanks for helping, Alex. And that's where we've made it, is great shows like yours and other shows around the country that have stepped up and sold my pillow products.
Well, listen, all the other companies, they turn and run at the first sign of trouble. And we just, America isn't about cutting and running. And so somebody's got to stand up. That's why I'm just glad you're there doing it.
Right. Well, thank you. To finish now, what happened that night then, on the second night, then right after I got attacked, I get a call from the head of the red team, Colonel Phil Waldron. He said, Mike, we've got a big problem. We think there's going to be a poison pill. We have intel that there's going to be a poison pill in the data. So he advised me not to drop any more data, which was going to be the next day was going to be the China data. So I told my guys that were running, I had three people from my team that have been there the last 6 months. I said, stay over here. Don't even go over to the building. I said, do they have enough to look at? He goes, they could be 2 weeks looking at stuff. So I stopped it. Now, we get through the symposium and we look back. They had all kinds of things. Now we just got a report that the media was giving badges away to different people. All these bad things were going on. But what came out of there, you guys, is great things. What we have now, we have awareness. Everybody, every state that was there, they went back to their states. And Alex, we're setting up on PranksBeach.com. We have two things we're setting up. We're setting up all 50 states to show all the stuff, the evidence and the whistleblowers and stuff that in November and December. Now we're going to put all that stuff there, post that. But more importantly, we're going to tell you where you can get involved, because every state can go right down, say, hey, we want to do an audit on these Dominion machines and these routers. Just because you're a red state that won, all of you were hacked, everyone, and we have that up there. Now, I want to say something here. You can go to frankspeech.com. You can put crime .frankspeech.com. crime.frankspeech.com. You go there and you can fill a form out. Like I'm going to tell you, like right now, I'm going to tell you about Tina Peters, who's a hero. And I know there's a lot of heroes forward, and you know something. Over 40 Dominion employees have been let go. And we know that you're out there. We have a few of you that are turning now and going to say what they did and be a whistleblower. Come here. I will protect you. I got Tina in a safe place. You got all the protection. We're all in this together to save our country. And I'm going to give a little report here on Tina, what's going on in Colorado just this week. And you guys, I'm going to be at 6 o'clock tonight on frankspeech.com, N-O-A-N, live, and I'm going to have Tina on there. We're going to be going live to the country.
Huge. We'll be watching. We'll be watching. Tell us about the report.
Okay, so on Monday of this week, the district attorney's investigators sealed off the election department. Approximately 9 unidentified individuals were inside. When the staff began to take pictures and videos, they completely covered the windows and stuff. You ever hear of that before, everybody? The people worked inside the election department past 8:30 p.m. Also Monday, the Secretary of State, Democrat Jenna Griswold, issued a statement that she was determining who was going to appoint to supervise Mesa County elections. Well, that's an election position. She can't do this. But it goes on and on here. It says, yesterday, contrary to the official action of the Mesa County Commissioners, Sheila Reiner and others took over the elections department in Mesa County. Now, she's the election of county official that's out of office, and excluded some of the existing staff from access to the election department. The stuff that's going on there.
The election official on record, elected at the time, being removed outside of law, and the old one brought in.
Yep, and the old one they're bringing in. And it's just what's going on. I want to tell everyone before we go here, what they're doing in Colorado, they're going to be doing around the country. What they did is called trusted build. Remember that. If it comes to your state or town, it's over. Dominion's going in and deleting and taking stuff out. They're saying they're doing maintenance, and they're taking out the stuff they're supposed to hold for 22 months. We have the beginning and the end. So we have before Dominion came in and the Secretary of State to do this, and after. Now, remember, the Secretary of State and Dominion, they're the only ones that have passwords and all this stuff. It's so corrupt. So they're removing stuff, but by the grace of God, we before and after. This is the biggest smoking gun of what they're doing to our country you can imagine. Now, we're going to show at 6 o'clock tonight, we're going to show what they removed. And you want to know what they added, Alex? This is allegedly, now my lawyer said to say this, it looks like they're adding an antivirus for the Internet. Why would you need that for Dominion machines if you're not on the Internet? Isn't that kind of puzzling?
Yeah, that's like saying, why do you need a life jacket if you're not in the water?
That's right. Absolutely. But it's so corrupt, and now we say that we heard that Wisconsin voted 4-2 to also do that thing called trusted build. You guys, this is the biggest cover-up in history for the biggest crime in history.
So in answer, I'm going to be watching tonight at 6. Join us again soon with updates, mypillow.com. Promo code Alex, got a minute left. Yes, you're marching forward, you're moving forward, you're getting your Supreme Court case ready, and you're having symposiums every night at 6.
Yep. I'm going to be on every single night, 6 p.m. on frankspeech.com, or 5 days a week anyway. I'm also 11 a.m. on frankspeech.com. These are central time. What we do, one thing that came out of that symposium is we've got a bigger voice now, and we got to just keep putting out there, all of us, from your show, Alex, to frankspeech.com, the great OAN, even Newsmax has started talking somewhat. So, you know.
So in your own words, John Paul Jones, you've only begun to fight, and if we don't have an election in the midterms, we can lose the whole thing. So what you're doing is so critical. Join us again next week if you can, or we'll be watching as well to find out where this is all going. Next week, say bye to you. Right now, this is, I've got a few things to talk to you. You're a busy guy to talk to. There goes Mike Lindell. Wow. MyPillow.com. Promo code Alex. War Room starts with Owen Schroyer right now. Amazing.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.